Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Amid the recent riots in England and Northern Ireland, caused in part by the lies being actively shared on the internet, arrests have been made and some have been even sent to jail in the UK, not yet in Ireland. But what about the internet platforms who are slow or even decline to remove what it knows to be racist or inflammatory rhetoric and accusations? Simon Harris says that directors should be held personally liable, but can they and can authorities simply shut down platforms without a legal process? Michaela Nalan is the chief executive of Black Knight, which is a domain registrar and hosting company. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning.
So, quick question. Can a regulator in Ireland shut down X or Telegram, Messenger or whatever if it wanted to?
Not so much. It could force the ISPs to stop accepting or routing the traffic to and from them, sure. I mean, that they could definitely do. It wouldn't be an easy thing to do. And I think a lot of the ISPs would push back hard. I mean, it'd be one thing if there was something involving kind of imminent threat to life. But, you know, we can, as an ISP, you can simply say, right, no more traffic is going to go to this domain name. I can't say, oh, I'm not going to allow traffic to go to Joe Lynham's Twitter account, for example. So I have a hammer, not a scalpel.
So is it all about the DNS? So for example, a platform like S, a social media platform, it all goes back to a DNS, was a domain name server, and that is which could be blocked. We saw that only 2 years ago when ISPs were ordered Europe-wide to stop taking traffic from Russian news outlets.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, all of these platforms and apps and services use domain names. So essentially, what's that doing is it's saying it's converting, s.com to an IP address, so like to a server or service on the internet. Mm. And once you know which domain names are being used, then you can stop sending traffic to or from them, or you can direct it somewhere else. So, I mean, for example, you know, you see these things, say, where Interpol or the FBI or somebody seizes online content that's been used for various crimes, and they'll put up like a holder saying, you know, this domain has been seized. Mm. You can do similar things where you're saying, okay, all of the traffic from, you know, this Russian website is not allowed within Ireland. Now, more technical users would probably find a way to get around that, but the average person won't. I mean, the average person is just going to use whatever's on their laptop, their phone, their iPad, whatever they're using. So that effectively will stop them from getting to that.
So in theory, you could get a VPN, a virtual private network, and then just pretend you're in a different country if you wanted to continue getting a certain website. Now, who has the power to order the ISPs to shut down a domain name?
That is a kind of problematic. I mean, I think, you know, the Department of Justice could possibly push for something. Comreg is another entity that can push for something. I mean, there's the more obvious one would obviously be like a court order. That's, you know, much simpler. I mean, there's the problem with the internet is like you're touching on some parts of communication, some parts is telecommunication, some parts kind of go into justice. So trying to say it's that one entity over there that's going to be able to have that power can be a bit of a hard one. And right now, as you know, this Commission Naman, which is spinning up, whether they'll have the ability to turn around to ISPs and ask us to do certain things or not is still quite unclear.
It's a little bit, it's not really clear who has the power. I did a bit of a phone around last week and I was sent from pillar to post saying, well, it's not us, it's someone else, Gov.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand that because, I mean, when we're talking to regulators around, you know, upcoming EU legislation, it gets quite confusing because certain aspects of it are one government department, other aspects are another. I mean, the question is, you know, can it be done? Can it be forced? I would say probably yes. I mean, I'd feel fairly confident that there would be a way of doing it. I mean, who exactly, which one of those entities right now, I don't really know. But I mean, here's the other thing, though. I mean, it's a slippery slope in some respects. I mean, unless you can show that, you know, that a particular social network is really kind of inherently bad in some way that's causing a lot of actual harm.
But what about the proprietor of that social network? If the government took a political view that the proprietor of that social network was disseminating or sharing views which were dangerous to society?
Is blocking the network the solution to that? I mean, is that really the way we want to do things? I mean, it's problematic because, I mean, you know, dissenting voices are important. I mean, I know it's an interesting balancing test. I mean, do you kind of block out those opinions and things that you don't like, or do you try to educate the public to become that little bit more savvy? I mean, it's, you know, I'm one of these people who believes in a free and open internet as much as possible, but at the same time, I'm very conscious that, you know, there are big state actors out there and very powerful companies that can manipulate what we perceive as being reality.
Yeah. The EU has sweeping powers, doesn't it, Michaela? It has the Digital Services Act and the Digital Markets Act. And that gives the Commission quite a bit of power to shut down networks.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing, because, I mean, as a member of the European Union, we will defer to them in many cases. Mm. So if the EU were to comes out and says, you know, you need to block, you know, this particular platform, these particular domain names, and it's made those decisions, you could possibly fight it, but it's going to cost you so much in court. I mean, it's just not going to be worth it. You're going to end up kind of going, okay, yeah, sure, fine. That's what the EU said, and we're going to have to row in behind that. And that's what they did in the case of the Russian news media sites that they've told us all to block.
Mm.
I
don't know whether you saw it in today's Irish Independent, but Dr. Eileen Cullity, assistant professor in DCU School of Communications, said it might be too late to rein in the big social media giants. Is she right?
Well, I mean, the thing is now, I mean, there's so many different ones out there. And it's like you're aware of the really big ones, the Metas, the Instagrams, all of these different ones that are obvious. But then there's a lot of smaller, much more niche ones that, while they don't have those massive numbers behind them, they still have a pretty large following. So, you know, you could possibly do something about a very large one potentially. But I mean, look what happened with when the Commission and others took on Microsoft years back around Internet Explorer. It took years.
And in the meantime, Microsoft Explorer just devoured all the other browsers.
And by the time the result came through, everybody had moved on. I mean, the horse had bolted. The garage door was left wide open. Yeah. So it, you know, I mean, the technology moves at the speed of light. Yeah. Governments don't.
Okay, Michaela, thank you so much for joining us. That is Michaela Nalan, the Chief Executive of Black Knight, which is an HSP.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.